Lesson 28, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verses 37 and 68 through 84. Introduction. In this portion of Section 20, the Lord gave instructions about the government of His church, including explanations about the requirements for baptism and confirmation, and the correct way to administer the ordinances of baptism, confirmation, and the sacrament. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verses 37 and 68 through 74. The Lord reveals the requirements for individuals before and after baptism. Invite students to think about what they might say in the following situation. A friend who belongs to another church has gained a testimony of the restored gospel. She asks you, "What do I need to do so I can be baptized and become a member of your church?" Ask students to write their answers to this question in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. Then invite them to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verse 37, looking for the requirements for those who desire to be baptized. You might suggest that students mark each requirement they discover. To help students better understand the meaning of this verse, you may want to explain that people with broken hearts and contrite spirits are humble and receptive to the will of God. They feel deep sorrow for sin and a sincere desire to repent. Write the following incomplete statement on the board. Before people can be baptized, they must blank. Invite a student to come to the board and act as a scribe. Ask the class the following questions. Based on Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verse 37, what must a person demonstrate before he or she can be baptized? As students answer this question, ask the scribe to complete the statement on the board. The scribe might write something like this. Before people can be baptized, they must be humble, repentant, willing to take upon themselves the name of Jesus Christ, and determined to serve Him to the end. Why do you think a person needs to meet these requirements before being baptized? Point out that Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verse 37, also outlines the covenant we made when we were baptized. Invite students to ponder what they are doing now to live according to their baptismal covenant. Invite students to imagine that the same friend asks about what takes place when someone is baptized. After a few students respond, invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verses 72 through 74 aloud. You may want to suggest that students mark the manner of baptism described by the Lord. According to Verses 72 through 74, how does the Lord want baptisms to be performed? Students' answers should reflect the following principle. Baptism must be done by immersion and performed by one holding proper authority. Write this principle on the board under the previous principle. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verses 68 through 69 silently, identifying the Lord's expectations for each of us after we have been baptized. You might suggest that students mark these expectations. What are some things you discovered that the Lord expects from us after we are baptized? Note, students may ask about the requirement in verse 68 that newly baptized members must be taught by elders before they can be confirmed. Explain that the current practice of teaching missionary lessons to investigators prior to baptism allows people to be confirmed and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost soon after they are baptized. From verse 69, what do you learn about how we show the Lord our worthiness after we are baptized? Students' answers may vary, but they should identify the following principle. After baptism, we show the Lord our worthiness through our godly walk and conversation. Write this truth on the board under the previous two. What do you think it means to manifest a godly walk and conversation? You may need to explain that a person manifests or shows a godly walk and conversation through actions, attitude, and speech that are in harmony with God. Note, adapting the lesson to the needs of students. As you pray for guidance to help your students, the Lord can prompt you to adapt lessons to meet their needs. For example, in this discussion about manifesting a godly walk and conversation, look for ways to adapt the lesson based on the needs of the students and the promptings of the Holy Ghost. Based on the needs of your students, consider asking them to turn to a section of For the Strength of Youth for more specific counsel on how a young person might manifest a godly walk and conversation. When have you seen others manifest a godly walk and conversation? How do you think their actions and attitude influence others around them? To help students apply this principle, encourage them to ponder how they could more fully manifest a godly walk and conversation in the next few days. If any students feel comfortable sharing how they plan to do this, invite them to share their ideas with the class. You may want to do the same, sharing your testimony about the blessings that come when we honor our baptismal covenant. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verses 75 through 79. The Lord gives instructions on administering the sacrament. Invite a pair of students to come to the front of the class. Ask one of the students to represent a friend who is coming to sacrament meeting for the first time and wants to know why bread and water is passed to the congregation. Ask the other student to explain the ordinance of the sacrament to the friend. After the student has shared his or her insights, encourage the class to look for scriptural support for what the student has explained, as well as any additional insights they could use to explain the sacrament as they study the next several verses. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verse 75 aloud, and ask the class to follow along. You may want to point out that today we use water instead of wine in the sacrament. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 27, Verses 1 through 2. Why do you think we are directed to partake of the sacrament together often? As part of this discussion, ask a student to read the following statement by Elder Melvin J. Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. You may want to explain that when Elder Ballard spoke of, quote, appearing at the sacrament table, end quote, he simply referred to the practice of partaking of the sacrament. Quote, the one thing that would make for the safety of every man and woman would be to appear at the sacrament table every Sabbath day. We would not go very far away in 1 week, not so far away that, by the process of self-investigation, we could not rectify the wrongs we may have done. The road to the sacrament table is the path of safety for Latter-day Saints. End quote. Write the following headings on the board. What we promise, what the Lord promises. Ask one half of the class to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verses 77 through 79, looking for what we promise as we partake of the sacrament. Invite the other half to read the same verses, looking for what the Lord promises. After students have had sufficient time to study the passage, ask them to report what they have found. Invite a student to list their answers on the board under the appropriate headings. As students complete these lists, they will identify the following principles. When we partake of the sacrament, we witness that we are willing to take upon ourselves the name of Jesus Christ, that we will always remember Him, and that we will keep His commandments. When we are faithful to these promises we make during the sacrament, we can always have the Spirit to be with us. You may want to suggest that students mark these truths in their scriptures. Comparing the lists on the board with Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verse 37, what similarities do you see in the promises made during the sacrament and the covenant of baptism? Explain that when we partake of the sacrament, we renew the covenant we made when we were baptized and confirmed. How can we show our willingness to take upon ourselves the name of Jesus Christ? Answers may include standing for what is right, telling others that we are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, sharing our belief in Him, and participating in His work. What are some things we can do to always remember the Savior? How does partaking of the sacrament help us, quote, manifest a godly walk and conversation, end quote? To help students understand the value of having the Spirit with us, ask a student to read the following statement from True to the Faith. Ask the class to listen for blessings of renewing our baptismal covenant. Quote, you receive great blessings when you keep the baptismal covenant. As you renew it, the Lord renews the promised remission of your sins. Cleansed from sin, you are able to always have His Spirit to be with you. The Spirit's constant companionship is one of the greatest gifts you can receive in mortality. The Spirit will guide you in the paths of righteousness and peace, leading you to eternal life with your Father in heaven and Jesus Christ. End quote. From True to the Faith, a Gospel Reference, page 148. Invite students to ponder or write how they will prepare themselves to partake of the sacrament this week. You may want to share your testimony of the value of renewing our baptismal covenant weekly. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, verses 80 through 84. The Lord instructs church leaders to keep accurate church membership records. Summarize Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, verses 81 through 84, by informing students that priesthood holders in the early church were instructed to record the names of people who had joined the church. They kept these names in a book. The names of those who fell away from the church were removed from the book. In addition, church members who moved from one location to another were to take a certificate of membership with them to give their new priesthood leaders. In our day, church leaders continue to keep accurate membership records, but the methods of doing so are more efficient. You may want to conclude by sharing your testimony of the doctrines and principles discussed in this lesson. Commentary and background information. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, verses 37 and 68 through 74. Joy at the baptisms of loved ones. On April 6, 1830, as part of the meeting to organize the restored Church of Jesus Christ, Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery confirmed those who had previously been baptized and bestowed upon them the gift of the Holy Ghost. Joseph Smith's parents were baptized and confirmed that day. This was a joyful time for the prophet, who exclaimed, "Praise to my soul that I live to see my own father baptized into the true Church of Jesus Christ." End quote.